Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Another Wednesday afternoon, evening right here on Blake Radio. The time right now is 6:31. It is a Wednesday, and it's a wet one out there, I guess, huh? Miss Spice, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I've been a little under the weather, but I'm getting better by God's grace.
That's wonderful. Well, you know, there's so much going on. For those of you who are just logging in and listening for your first time, we cover celebrity gossip as well as what the stars are saying about you. And we also have a topic for the day, which we actually continue in our discussion on dreams. So if you listen to our last show, we spoke about dreams, and we're going to continue this week, which it's really interesting. So make sure you catch us right here. But let's get back to Celebrityville. Oh, my goodness. There is just so much going on. I don't even know where to start. There's just like... I don't know. I need help. I don't even know where I'm at. It's like all these things are just running through my mind right now. But, you know, like first, let's talk about the Jackson drama.
Oh, you know, my stars.
It's so crazy. You know, it's been going on for now 2 weeks, the Jackson, the whole drama thing. And, you know, the some of the siblings had signed a petition to overthrow Michael Jackson's executors of his will. But, you know, I don't know. It just ended up with so much spotlight on the family. Mm-hmm. You know, it went against everything what Michael was for, trying to hide these kids from all this drama. And they it just, bam, in their face, that kind of thing.
Wow. So I wonder if all of this it's got to be a money thing. You think so?
Well, it's definitely about money because, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, Katherine Jackson gets $70,000 a month from the Jackson estate to keep these kids and, you know, pay for security, pay for basically their lifestyle. So... Mm-hmm. I mean, like, the executives give her the money a month. So at the end of the day, they, you know, they say that Catherine is too old to do the things that she's doing. And, I mean, she is 82 years old. But
she's
I guess whoever's going to be.
Though. Isn't she being supervised by everybody? I mean, she's never by herself. It's not like she's by herself doing this.
You're right. I guess you're right. But, you know, the thing is, for me, how I look at it is, you know, whoever's in charge of these kids has access to that $70,000 a month.
And so it's turning out to be a money thing then. It's not
basically,
that she doesn't
yes.
know how to. Yes, it's not that she's not doing a wonderful job. I mean, she's doing the
best
she can.
No, and nobody's saying that she's not doing a wonderful job. No, nobody's saying mm-hmm. she's not doing a wonderful job. It is about money.
Yeah,
and, you know, they're saying that this girl, Paris, and Janet got into this altercation where she called her, you know, called her a bad name, and she slapped the girl, and the girl
do you
apparently
think that
slapped
her. Do you think that actually happened?
Well, TMZ actually reported the story, and like a lot of the facts that come from TMZ are like really for real. You know,
it don't make sense.
Well, actually, they, and this is the thing. Actually, what I like about TMZ, they actually went on record and said that the information they got was actually not true. That Janet did not slap this little girl.
This don't look like her style. Don't look like she would do anything like that.
Hey, listen, this is my thing. I wouldn't underestimate anybody. That's my thing. I'm not saying that she's not capable of doing that. I think if pushed to some limits, yeah, you can do that. You know?
Oh, God.
So.
That's why it just pays to have everything written down exactly the way you want it to go, and people should just abide by the wishes of the deceased
individual. This is what they're saying. I mean, well, yes, he did have his will, and he put these executives in charge, but these brothers and sisters are saying that Michael didn't sign that will. That will was not signed. It's fake. It's a fake will. And they're trying to overthrow this will. Which even if they try to overthrow the last will, still doesn't give any of the Jackson siblings any money. But now, you know, their cousin actually has got custody of them.
Well, out of the thousand of them, why did they pick that particular one? What makes him so special? You know,
because he actually lives with Catherine and the kids, and apparently he's always been there. He lived with them and helped Catherine take care of the kids. And you know, the kids are at a certain age right now where they can say what they want.
Right, they can call their own shots. That's right. They're getting up there.
So the kids actually wanted him to be their guardian.
Okay.
All of them. So that's why, and apparently he's a very responsible young man.
What else?
TJ Jackson, and he's got a family of his own. I mean, like, you know, so we hope all goes well. I mean, it's, you know, there's also the nanny that came forward, the nanny who's actually looked after the kids from when they were younger, from 1919, I think it's 1997 or 2007, something like that. But anyway, you know, she came forward and she said, this, whatever is happening right now, is exactly what Michael tried to shield his kids from. And, you know, it makes so much sense to, like, why he stayed away from his siblings. You know, even when he spoke about them, it was, you know, they had to, like, make an appointment kind of thing to see him, not where, hey, it's my brother and let me go and just check him out. Like, I understand why he stayed away. Because at the end of the day, like you said, it's a money thing. They want money. They it's so crazy. It's just really, really, really out there stories.
But it
and
makes
also,
us look some kind of way, too.
It makes what?
It makes us look some kind of way, like really greedy, you know, gasping for straws to try to get all that you can while you can. It makes them look a little desperate.
Some of them actually are. Jermaine Jackson and I think Randy Jackson actually were married to the same lady, and they both.
Wait, whoa. I'm not.
You heard it. So anyway, they both owe child support, back payments of child support. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. And, you know, then you have Diana Ross that is given guardianship over these kids if Catherine can't look after them. But apparently she actually signed off on that last week.
She gave it up.
Because, you know, she lives on the East Coast. They live on the West Coast, first things first. She is fond of the kids, but they don't have that kind of relationship, you know. And I think that was a very nice thing of her to do, because, I mean, like, these kids, like, as we said, they're getting up there in age. They sort of, you know, even though they're still kids and need to be guided, they, I mean, imagine uprooting these kids and bringing them to the East Coast now.
But then again, then you're not honoring his wishes, because
obviously he seen something in her and trusted her enough to know that if his kids was with her, they would be well provided for.
I guess, 22.
She's letting the parents or letting the relatives take over, which is good,
mm-hmm.
you know. But
yeah.
then again, just think about, well, Michael really didn't want this. He wanted me. I'm gonna feel some kind of way about that.
I'm sure it wasn't an easy decision for her to come to. I mean, you know, for her to get there. But
yeah.
I don't know. Like you said, I mean, he did trust her and must have seen something within her. And apparently she's went on record to say that she's very disappointed with the Jackson family and how they're handling all of this.
Well, yeah, she should just pop up like a godmother every once in a while just to make sure, you know,
I'm sure she
to form some kind of relationship with the kids, because they know how Michael felt about her,
yeah.
you know, so they should really do that, keep in touch. All right.
I'm sure.
We could talk about them all day long.
You're right. You are so right. That could be the whole show.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, yeah, also, you know, there's this story that Cuba Gooding Jr.,
ooh,
he was...
What
did you hear about that, too?
What did you think that he was high on when he pushed that waitress up against the wall? Did he not think that he was going to be talked about and probably sued and everything? What is wrong with people today? They are just
tick,
boom.
I know. That was so crazy. And you know, the waitress said to him, New Orleans denies you or disowns you, something like that.
Oh, my God.
How could he, I mean, like, he pushed this waiter. Oh, and this was all because someone wanted to take a picture of you? I mean, come on.
Right? His head has gotten that big.
Come on. I mean, really.
You know, sometimes the stars become too super in their starship.
Yep. I guess you're right. You're right about that. Have you heard of anything else going on in Celebrity World?
No, I heard, you know, Justin Bieber have this new cologne coming out, or it's out already, and he did
yeah.
this commercial that everybody is talking about that's not so well. So,
really?
Yeah. It's sexual.
I have to...
Like, you know, it's
oh.
in reference, yeah. You really have to be paying attention when you see the commercial and read between the lines, because it definitely has a sexual tone to it.
You know, it's so hard, I think, for young kids in the industry growing up, because, you know, when they move from, you know, becoming a teen sensation into a young man, I think he's 18 or 19 now, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure he's growing in every sense of the word, you know. You know,
right,
he's no more that teeny, teeny bopper, and I guess that's how people are still seeing him.
But they grow too fast sometimes, you know.
That's true.
I mean, you know, and then they say sex sells, so obviously
yeah.
he'll use that to his advantage now that he's an older person. But it's not what
yeah.
you do, it's just how you do these things.
It's all that's true. That's very, 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 very true. Wow. And, you know, another story which is also big is the story of these Twilight stars. Now, I guess you don't know this one at all. Because
no,
this one
not
is really
at all.
Out there. Okay.
Really.
So, there's this Twilight, you know, these movies that are out, and
mm-hmm.
one of the actors is Robert Pattinson, and his girlfriend Kristen Stewart. So they act in the movie together where they are lovers, but in real life they also
oh,
are.
They also they both are married to two different people.
Yeah. Oh,
and they were seen kissing
it.
Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, she's not married.
Wow.
They're dating, but he is a married man. He was the director of the movie, the producer,
wow.
director, something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's really sad, too. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
what about this? Macaulay Culkin.
Popping up. Who?
You know? Macaulay Culkin, the kid who acted in Home Alone.
Yeah.
Well, he's a man. Apparently, he is hopelessly hooked on heroin.
Oh, Oh, my goodness. That's the last
thing. They have pictures of him,
man,
which has hit the internet, and it's so, so, so sad. He looks so bad. It's so sad to see him looking like this.
You just want to know who, you just want to really try to understand what's wrong with the word no. And who introduced people to these addictive drugs and they know that they have so much going for them? Why would you want to bring a person like that down? Like, I just don't understand these things. Why people just don't say no? It's so easy. No, I don't want that. You know, if it's an accidental thing not say accident. If it was on purpose, like when somebody slip a Mickey in a drink, you can't help that. But if somebody puts something in front of you, asking you, you need to just try this, because you'll be high. This will make you so high. Just try it out. Just this once. Just that once could ruin your entire life. I've been surrounded by this type of behavior all my life, and no was my favorite word. And if you ask me more than two times, then I will cut you off, will not speak to you, will 86 you out of my entire life. Do not ever try to bring me to your level. I don't mind you. Do your thing, but don't entice me. Don't try to entice me with that. I've never did any of these things in my life.
Yeah.
So no is the small word, but it means so much. No.
Yeah, it's a small, strong word. And, if only more people were able to say it.
Yeah, I don't know why everybody have to try things. Let me just try it.
Yeah,
and then a lot of people I know wait until they get 90 years old and they want to try it. Like, ooh, what are you, brand new?
I know, right?
You stayed away from it all this time and you got older and got stupid all of a sudden?
That's crazy.
Like, yeah, it is.
That's really, really crazy. That's really sad. So, just looking at the whole thing, they also say that he's also addicted to prescription meds.
Oh, God, somebody need to send him away. He's going to not have no money any second now if he's not already broke.
Yeah, well, these things happen.
Where's his parents?
Oh, who knows? Tatum O'Neal is also back in rehab. That's the daughter of Ryan O'Neal.
Yeah.
And, oh, my goodness, what about this one? So, you know me, the Housewives fan. So the Beverly Hills Housewife, Adrian Maloof, her and her husband are actually filed for separation. This was a big shock for me, because I'm a big Housewives fan. But, even just watching the show, you could see they always had this, dig at each other. They didn't look like they had the perfect marriage, but they looked like they were working, it was like a job kind of thing.
Wow.
So they filed for divorce. There's loads of money involved here.
She is
a multi-millionaire. They own casinos in Vegas. And they own, I think it's a basketball team, her family.
Wow.
And he is a plastic surgeon, a very, very famous plastic surgeon in L.A., in Beverly Hills. So there's money involved, but I think her money way trumps his. That was crazy. Also, it's the Olympics, which is actually going on. And Michael Phelps has got 19 medals, the most medals ever won by any Olympic contestant.
Wow.
He broke a record of the last person to have the most medals, held this record for 48 years.
Ooh.
So, they're going on to say that his record, and I think she had 15 or 16 medals.
Mm-hmm.
16 or 17, I'm not sure how many medals she had, but this man has 19 medals by one person. And they're like, he's surely going to hold it for the next 50 years, this record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and then congratulations also to the Fab Five, which is the gymnastics Olympic team, which they won gold medals after I don't even know how many years, but it was such a big, it was a really big deal.
Oh, yeah,
it was a big deal.
I saw a commercial with them. They was happy, very happy, laughing, and their gymnast outfits was glittering. I love it. They just was glittering all over the place.
They looked really nice. Yep, they looked really, really nice.
I was happy to see that a black person was in it, too.
They actually showed her story of how she had to sacrifice. She had to move to Ohio. And she had a host parents, like these parents look after her because her family was somewhere else. They lived in another state. But her mother had to make the decision to send her to this gymnastics training camp. And look how that paid off.
Hey.
It was wonderful.
Sometimes you got to sacrifice. You know, you just got to talk to your child. She's old enough to know right from wrong. And you got to,
you know,
just give her that lecture. Let go and let God take over, and it'll be all right. Because she was old enough to know nobody is supposed to touch you. You're not supposed to do this, and you're only supposed to... Oh, she's... Thank goodness. I'm happy for her. Really, I am.
That was really a wonderful story to see that, this little girl, her sacrifices paid off.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good. Also, oh my goodness, what about this Robin Roberts, you know, the... GMA, Good Morning America anchor. She's taking early leave for bone marrow transplants.
Oh, wow.
Really sad. We should keep her in our prayers. I really like her. She just overcame cancer.
She's wonderful. Yeah. She's a nice... In the morning, I watch them every morning. That's what wakes me up every morning.
She said she's actually going to be fighting this tooth and nail, and I hope everything goes well for her.
Right. She's a strong lady. She came through cancer. She can come through this, too.
Yep, you got that. So what's going on with all the shows?
Ooh, that Atlanta, hip-hop Atlanta thing is making my head hurt. Stevie is getting on my nerve. The Spanish country girl is getting on my nerve. Super getting on my nerve.
I like the way you say that.
Because the way she talks is just, I want to turn the TV.
When she gets ready to speak,
I want to turn the TV off or down or something so that I don't hear her voice because it just irritates the mess out of me.
But they say that he actually asked her to marry him. He bought an engagement ring.
He asked the country girl.
Yeah, he's not with Mimi anymore. He's asked the Spanish country girl to marry him. And that was, I think, last week or the week before. And guess what? This week?
Such a bleep, 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 bleep.
Wait, and this week, new reports have come out that he's made his partner pregnant. His partner, who he owns this record company with. I think she's a Caucasian woman. They're actually expecting their first child together.
He can't keep his bleep bleep in his. He will make you drive you to drink, even though you don't drink.
Yep. So anyway, he's having a kid with somebody else, and apparently he's with this woman now. This is the new person that he's with. So I think Mimi actually saved herself from a big mess.
Of course she did. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know she's a nice, attractive young lady. She's not going to have a hard time finding another man. Not at all.
All right, let's take a quick music break, and we'll be right back talking about what the star sign is for this month, and I think it is Leo. That's July 25th to August 22nd. If you are a Leo, listen out to what the stars are saying about you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Libra. Leo. Cancer.
Ralph.
Charles. Paul. Larry.
Description, baby.
show. We're back right here on Blake Radio. The time right now is at 7 p.m. This is a Wednesday evening right here, and don't forget you can join us here on Wednesdays for the Sugar and Spice Show. All right, Miss Spice, who are we heading for today?
Leo.
Let's see what they say about you. The Lion. It says, the lion can never be accused of hiding behind their mane. They are happiest when people surround them, especially as they're likely to be the center of attention in any crowd. Leo has tons of friends. After all, anyone who thinks so highly of themselves must have something good to offer. The lion makes a great friend, though. They can be playful as a kitten and are always ready to spread their sunshine around. Beware of their competitive side, though. As your friend, Leo wants to be proud of you and will do anything in their power to ensure your success, so long as you don't outshine them. As long as you're the underdog, you'll have a loyal friend. Isn't that sad?
That is.
Everyone can be friends with a Leo. They don't really discriminate, preferring to have a big mix of people to play with. Leo always wants the best and might take you out for fancy dinners and such. Don't worry if you can't quite afford it. The generous lion is quite willing to chip in. Make sure you remind them again and again how grateful you are for their help.
Oh, my God.
Wow. A friend A friend who is not appreciative enough of the Leo's charms and generosity might not get a chance to show it later. A best friend bet for a Leo is a Gemini and a Libra. Ooh. What do you say about that?
Their heads are too big. They just want too many praises or something. I don't know.
Okay, let's read the naughty versions of what a Leo is.
Here we go.
It says, the Leo, known as the lion in bed.
Ooh.
Great talker. They sexy and passionate. They very laid back, knows how to have fun, is really good at kissing, a great kisser.
Mm-hmm.
They're unpredictable, they're outgoing, down to earth, addictive, attractive, loud, loves being in long relationships, talkative, not one to mess with. They are rare to find. Good when found. Ooh, what do you have? Do you know anyone who is a Leo?
Oh, my stars. I can't talk about it on air. It's against all the laws this side of heaven.
But you do know anyone that are Leo. Does this match up to their personality?
Well, my sister's a Leo. That's a girl. She's a girl. She can be nice and she can be just as mean as she is nice. Now, there's a guy that I know. Wow, he matches all of that. And that's all I got to say.
TMI. Alrighty, moving on.
Please,
Miss Leo. Miss Leo. Let's see who the Leo is best suited with. Romantically.
You better say Scorpio up in there.
Huh?
You better say Scorpio. Scorpio better be there somewhere. Otherwise, I'm going to
Okay, let's see. The perfect partner for a Leo is an Aries or a Sagittarius. The nearly perfect partner is a Gemini or a Libra. Like-minded souls is another Leo. Opposites you're attracted to is a Capricorn or Pisces. Learn from your differences is a Cancer or a Virgo. not your destiny is a Scorpio or a Taurus. Astrological hell is Aquarius. So I'm sorry. Scorpio and Leo, make a left.
Okay, G-mediately.
Yeah, G-mediately. Make a left G-mediately. Sorry.
Okay, better luck next time.
Yeah, I hear that. Better luck next time. Moving right along. Sorry. But anyway, that's just a little bit of the fun we have with the stars. So tune in here. Let us know what your star sign is, and we'll be telling you all about what the stars are saying about you. All right, so for those of you who missed our last show, we were discussing dreams. And, you know, we learned so much about dreams, whether it was that after 10 minutes after a dream, 90% of that dream, 10 minutes after we wake up, 90% of our dream is lost. We forget 90% of it. Isn't that amazing?
That's so sad, though.
It is.
Yeah. Cause
another interesting... Sorry?
You know, sometimes I be... It's very rare, but sometimes I have sweet dreams. And I look forward to those sweet dreams. And sometimes
what
I want those
dreams. What did you say? What dreams?
Sweet dreams. And sometimes I want my
sweet dreams. I thought you said something else. I was like, what?
Oh, my stars. No, sometimes I want them to be a reality dream, you know?
You want it to be for real?
Sometimes, because I can have a cute dream, yeah.
That's why they call dreams.
Oh, my stars,
they're
I'm going to make
real.
It real. I got to make it
you,
real.
You're going to make
I,
it real?
I dreamt about being rich. You know, what does that mean? Do you know the definition of that?
Wait, let's first recap on our last show. So we spoke about 90% of the dream is lost within the first 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke about that blind people, whether it's visually, hearing, smelling, tasting, because you can use your other senses to dream as well. And
mm-hmm.
they say that if you weren't born blind, you know, like you could have a visual dream. But blind people don't necessarily dream of images. They smell, hear things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they dream. That was very informative for me. Because
but can't they use, like, their imagination as, like, a dream theme, you know, in order to have a dream?
But,
can't
you
they
know,
use their imagination?
But I don't know, because, I mean, like, how do they know, like, what something looks like if they've never seen? I guess. I don't know.
Imagination. That's, you know, I mean.
Yeah, that's, I know. I don't know about that.
Yeah, okay. It's rough,
but okay. You're killing me. You're killing me.
I apologize.
I'm joking. Wait, so anyway, we also said that, you know, it's also proven that we have more than one dream a night. You have up to 4 to 5 dreams a night. And half the time we only remember one of those dreams. Isn't that funny?
That is.
And you know the funny thing is about this whole dream research that I've been doing is ever since I've been talking about dreams, ever since we did our first show on dreams,
okay,
I've become so aware of my dreams that now, like, I never paid attention to the fact that, hey, you do dream more than one dream a night.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up the other morning, I was like, oh, my God, I had 3 dreams. Like, I had 3 different incidences in my dreams. I was like, wow, you really do dream more than one dream a night. That was, like, so I don't know. And then, for real, you do forget most of your dream within the 10 minutes
most
after you wake up.
Most of the time, yes.
because, you know, I was laying in bed and I was like, oh, my God, I had, like, I knew what I dreamt. I was like, oh, my God, that was such a nice dream. I got up, made coffee, turned on the TV to watch the news, and I couldn't remember what I dreamt.
I wonder why that is. I wonder why we can have these pleasant dreams. I wouldn't want to remember a nightmare, but I wonder why it is that we can have these pleasant dreams and then all of a sudden they just go away. Like, why do they go away? I want to remember. I want to remember my nice dreams.
I was so baffled. I was like, oh, my God, this is, like, really real. Real, 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 real. I was so sad. I was like, oh, my, am I getting a moment, a senior moment in my young age? Like, what is this? I was worried. I wanted to eat, like, blueberries immediately to boost the brain power. Like, I was just, like, so worried. I wanted to do a puzzle immediately. I'm like, no, I'm fighting this. I'm fighting
this. Exercise your brain, right?
You know how I am about that. Oh, my goodness. But
you know, that day that we talked about the dreams, that night, my TV was on. I don't know what channel it was on, but it was a scary program on. And I did not want to get up and cut the TV off. I just figured, let me just roll over and just go to sleep because I'm not really interested in that. But it did something to me. You know, like it seemed like I dreamt about something like a nightmare sort of type of dream, you know.
Oh, wow.
It came to me because of what was already on TV, I'm thinking, because I don't have nightmare type dreams. I just don't. I have not experienced that as yet.
So what was it like? Was
I don't know.
You can't remember it?
Vampire type stuff, because that's the program that was on.
Ooh.
And it in turn came to me in my sleep because of what was on TV. I mean, that's the last thing I seen.
Ooh.
You know, and I didn't turn the TV off. I just turned over and closed my eyes and tried to go to sleep, and eventually I did go to sleep. And then I wound up thinking about what was on TV. That had to help the situation of whatever was going on in my mind because that TV was on, and you know, that's the last thing I seen.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Well, we're going to be talking about, you know, we spoke about last week about what teeth, like falling teeth, mean. Some people believe that it was death. You know, a lot of people believe that if you dream of falling teeth, it means death. But a lot of the time, it's got to do with how you and others are perceived, like, or how you seeing yourself. You know, teeth have got to do with a facial factor on your face. You know, like, it's got to do with your appearance.
Right.
So it doesn't necessarily have to mean that it's death, because I always remember, I was always told, like, oh, my God, if you dream of teeth falling out, it means that someone's going to die.
Oh, my God.
And I was
God.
Like, oh, Lord, I had a dream of like that about a couple of weeks ago. And I was so disturbed, and that actually, like, set off a fire in me to want to do this whole dream show and interpret dreams. Because, you know,
right
back from Jesus' days, before then, people were dreaming, had dreams, and tried to have these dreams interpreted, you know, by the kings. And, you know, kings had these dreams and wanted people to let them know what it meant, because, I mean, even back in the day, it bothered people.
Right.
Know?
I know one time my mom, this was a while back, my kids were young. My mom had this dream, and it woke her up out of her sleep. And I had at that time, we were living in a 5-bedroom apartment with a railroad hallway. And her room was way down the hall by the living room area, which is in front of the building. We had a front apartment. Now, she gets up after she has this dream, and she yells down the hallway, "I had a dream about fish. Who the bleep bleep is pregnant in this bleep bleep house?" I said, oh, I know she didn't wake us up 3 o'clock in the morning talking about some fish and some who's pregnant. I'm like, does that mean, so does that actually when you was doing your research, did you see anywhere in those bylaws about if you dream about fish, that means somebody's pregnant?
You know, I also saw that. I mean, not saw that. I also heard that if you dream of fish, that it means someone's pregnant. And I actually did look that up, and it's not proven that if you dream of fish, that someone is pregnant. I wish I don't have it in front of me,
okay.
That one right now, which actually tells us what it actually means. But no, it doesn't mean. But I've heard a lot people from back in the day say if they dream of fish, it means someone is pregnant.
Yeah.
I have actually heard that. That's funny. Have you ever had that dream where you're sleeping and you shake and wake your body up? Like your body shakes and you wake up?
And you wake up, yep.
Oh, that is
but I don't know
crazy.
If I be dreaming. I don't be knowing if I'm dreaming or not. I can't really tell if that was actually a dream. But I do know whatever it was, I just shake, and then I wake up. And I'm like saying, dang, what happened? You know, and then and one time I did that, and I was hyperventilating. I'm like saying, wait.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm like, ooh.
Was there anyone
there? I had a hard time getting me together.
Oh, you had to get yourself together?
I had to get
oh,
me
God.
Together.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. That
Woo.
Is crazy.
Yeah.
I hope it was a good dream. Was it a good dream that was making you hyperventilate?
I don't even know what it was. I don't even know if I was actually dreaming. I just know that I woke up, and then I just started hyperventilating. I'm like, what is going on? Everything was racing. I was like, what? Oh, my goodness. What is the matter with me?
Wow.
I was scared for
you
a
know
minute.
What? Oh, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Check out Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com, where you'll hear talk radio at its best, featuring entertainment, sports, nutrition, Africana studies, holistic healing, and celebrities. Listen to Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com, where you'll hear talk radio at its best. Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com. Talk radio for your mind, body, and soul.
All right, y'all. So we're back right here. This is the Sugar and Spice Show, and we're talking about dreams, 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 dreams. So we're going to continue, and we're going to talk about, have you ever had a dream that you've been chased?
Oh.
Someone has been chasing you?
No, I never had
chased?
That.
No,
I can't remember.
You've never had the dream where you were running away from something, someone?
No, I can't remember. If I did, it might have been a long time ago. I don't really
remember. Okay, it makes sense that you can't remember.
You make me sick.
No,
buying,
you know, people
listen,
forget
I'm
their
buying,
dreams.
I'm buying me some blackberries, too.
Oh, you buying blackberries?
Yeah, whatever kind of berry that's going to help.
Oh, you buying blueberries, too?
Blueberries, blackberries,
oh,
whatever
God.
Berries.
You
just
buying berries.
Just buy some berries, whatever's going to work.
You know what? We're gonna talk about that in a couple of minutes. Just remind me, I want to talk about eating healthy food, the benefits of healthy food. Maybe we should do a show on that one day.
That would be
it's
delicious.
It's so informative.
Yeah. Very much
all right.
So.
So anyway, having a dream that you're being chased is a very common dream. It's sometimes you dream that you are being chased by someone, or what is it? You've been chased. Hold on. Chase dreams are one of the several common dream themes stemming from feelings of anxiety in your waking life. Flee and flight is an extensive response to physical threats in the environment. In such dreams, the scenario often features you being pursued by an attacker, an animal, a monster. You are by aliens, right?
Oh, my God.
Or an unknown figure. Yeah, so they say that in chase dreams, you often run away. You're running away. But you should actually stop and face your the person who's chasing you, because obviously in your waking life you're running away from something instead of dealing with the situation, instead of getting to it and, you know, confronting it.
Oh, okay.
So they say that chase dreams are often when you're running away from something, you're trying to avoid an issue, and you also need to ask yourself, who is chasing you?
Mm.
So that you can gain a better understanding and insight on the source of your fears and your anxiety.
Nine times out of ten, it was my patients that I worked with for 26 years.
Ooh, they were chasing you, so you were...
Girl, let me tell you.
So something was actually going on in your waking life.
Yeah, because I work at a psychiatric facility, and we are not supposed to lay hands on them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your reaction is if they hit, you're going to hit that. So if you don't want to get hit, you better be moving.
Oh, wow.
You better be moving out of their way, and they will chase you. Not only will they chase you, they'll curse you out, spit on you, do all kinds of things, which will upset you. But you, as a regular human being, can't respond to that because they are patients and this is your job. You know, never mind self-preservation prevails. That just don't work in this facility. It doesn't. But, yeah, I was chased. I was chased a couple of times. In hills, too, high hills.
Ooh, go, girl. Wow. Have you ever had a dream of cheating?
I can't answer that on air. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. I don't even know why I'm asking you, but they say that cheating is also a common dream that people have. To dream that your mate or spouse or significant other is cheating on you indicates your fears of being abandoned. You may feel a lack of attention in the relationship. Alternatively, you may feel that you are not measuring up to the expectations of others.
Wow. Interesting.
So, yeah, that really is interesting. That really is interesting. This notion stems from issues of trust or self-esteem. The dream could also indicate that you are subconsciously picking up on hints and cues that your significant other is not being completely truthful, or you're not fully committed, or they're not fully committed in the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, in reference to ladies, you need to use that sixth sense that we have that we so put on the shelf all the time because we're thinking, you know, that little voice that tells you, girl, something ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be like, boys, you don't know what you're talking about. Put that sixth sense up on the shelf. Shut up, because I'm not listening to you. But if you get any inkling, your inner self tells you, you get that feeling about something is wrong. So, you dreaming, if you're dreaming that, then you need to go into your inner self and see what's going on.
What's going on? So I had Tony who asked me to interpret a dream. He told me that he dreamt that he's in love with somebody who's far away. So basically he dreamt of love. Now, I don't know about the far away part, but this is what it means when you dream of love. To dream of love or being in love suggests intense feelings carried over from your waking relationship. It refers to your contentment with what you already have and where you are in life. On the other hand, the dream may be may apply that you're not getting enough love in your life. We naturally long for the sense of belong and to be accepted. Wow.
Again, interesting.
So, Tony, let's see what this is saying. You dreaming of love. So, basically, it's saying here, you are in an intense relationship, and the feelings are so strong within your relationship that you're even dreaming about it. Ooh, Tony. Now, dreaming, maybe your relationship is a long-distance relationship, right?
Yeah, if it's long-distance, that's why he's dreaming, because it's only a dream. He don't have reality right there by and next to him at night, so it's only natural that he's going to dream about whoever his significant other is.
Yeah, because it says that, you know, dreaming of love is an extension of your waking life. So there's so much love in that relationship, Tony, that you even dreaming of it. Ooh,
well,
ooh.
I would suggest that Tony gets down on one knee and propose so that they can be together forever or for whenever.
Ever and ever and ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or
forever and
whenever.
Ever.
Yeah.
This
way they don't be separated.
Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you just roll over and she's right there. You don't have to worry about that long distance stuff. Because in reality, those things really never really work real well, you know? So.
And that, that is for a totally different show. We're going to talk about long distance love as well. Oh, we're just stepping on everything that we're going to be talking about.
Oh, yeah.
What about babies? Have you ever dreamt of a baby? You know, people say that when you dream of baby, that it means someone's dying because new life equals death.
Mm.
Have you heard of that? Have you heard that people say that?
Yeah. And every time, you know, I don't know why I think like this, but it's just, maybe it's just, ugh. But anyway, every time a child here lately has gotten killed, I'm like saying, is this the natural nature way of cleaning up for the newer people that's coming in or what? You know, I just don't understand these kids and they're just getting killed. And then the new kids, all of these children are being born. So it's a way to make space.
I don't know. I don't know whether I agree with that 100%. But we'll talk about that in an upcoming show. Listen to this.
We got a lot to talk
baby,
about in a lot of shows.
I know. To see a baby in your dream signifies innocence, warmth, and new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
Baby symbolizes something in your own inner nature that is pure, vulnerable, helpless, and uncorrupted. If you dream that a baby is smiling at you, then it suggests that you are experiencing pure joy. You do not ask for much to make you happy. Wow, that was wonderful. All right, y'all, we are the time right now is 7:28, and it's almost time for us to leave. But listen, that concludes our discussion on dreams. So what I actually want to talk about is our upcoming show. Could you just run through that extremely quickly, please?
Yes. The topic that I would like to talk about next time is violence on within the young people that's going on today. Because I get a text from all five barrels everywhere where there's a killing or stabbing. I always get a text, a heads up with what happened and where it's at and what precinct is there and so on. It's imperative that we try as adults to try to talk to the kids to calm them down, to stop killing, you know, each other like that. Because if they kill up each other like that, who's going to take care of us?
All right, Joel, that's it from us. We'll be signing out, and we hope to join you next week, same time, same place, 6:30 to 7:30, right here on a Wednesday, the Sugar and Spice Show.
Bye-bye.
Sugar and Spice. Right of the right. Never had a feeling so nice. No, girl. I want to tell the world. I found me a girl. Sweet as a sweet. That's how I feel.